Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Some time ago, there was some Buddhist monks in a temple, and the government was going to build a road right through their temple. And there was this big 10.5-foot clay, beautiful statue of the Buddha. And so they had to move it because of this renovation. So one day the big crane was there and let's start lifting this big Buddha. And there was a crack and it started to rain. And so the head monk of the Buddhist monk said, please put it down gently, gently, gently. And they put the big Buddha statue down, and they got a big tarp and put it over it. And the abbot of the monastery is hoping that not too much damage was done to this ancient statue of the Buddha. And then when the rain stopped that evening, the head monk went and he took the tarp off and took a flashlight to see how much damage was done. And where the Buddha's eye was, I saw a glimmer, brightness. He was curious. So he got a hammer and he got a chisel, gently chiseled for hours and hours, gently he chiseled and discovered there was a solid gold Buddha under this clay, 10.5 feet tall, weighing 2.5 tons. A lot of Buddha, a lot of gold there. And he couldn't understand what happened. So he did some homework, and what he found that years before, when Thailand was Siam, remember the king and I? Yul Brynner played the king of Siam. It was Siam before it was Thailand. There was a monastery there, and an invading army was coming to Siam. And to protect the gold of the Buddha, the monks made a very beautiful clay covering for the Buddha so that it wouldn't be stolen. And then the monks were killed by the invading army. So nobody knew about this for years and years until they did their research and found that out. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are like that Buddha. There's gold in them darn skins. God has baptized you in the name of his holy name. You have received the Holy Spirit. You have Christ in you and with you. You are a child of God. You have eternal life in Jesus Christ and him alone. There is joy in that, and that's wonderful, and that's what we celebrate today. That's what St. Peter is trying to tell us, that we have eternal value and everybody made in God's image and likeness has that value and potential. The problem is, we have this fantasy that we can do it ourselves. This fantasy that we can rebel. We fantasy that our strength is not just Jesus' righteousness, it's in us. And so when we get into this world of ours, and we start ignoring God and thinking we have all the answers, and start getting false gods like money or the Steelers, which I don't worship them as much as I used to, or we start looking at pornography or sex, or maybe we can get high on drugs, or we shop until we drop. Whatever. And this image gets pretty yucky. Like that gold statue that was covered in this clay. But we need to remember that you and Emma, almost a few months ago, we were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We were made new again, bright again, shining again. a new person, a new creation, God's own people. That's who you are. To remember that joy in this God. We get break down, we get curved in upon ourselves. We don't trust one another. We don't trust God. We think God's a fantasy. But as we're baptized, remember our baptism, we are given new life, happiness. We feel lighter. We don't feel heavy. Now, because Christ isn't with us and in us. And we have an energy that draws us to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and minds and souls, with everything we are. And then I love that God draws us to love our neighbor, our big neighbors, our old neighbors, our little neighbors, as ourselves. And there's a joy in that. There's a newness in that. I hope you have that experience. Or if you forgot that, remember that experience today, that you are a chosen people from God through your baptism. You are a new person in Christ. Today, as we hear our second reading from St. Peter's epistle, we hear of a people that knew that. Christ lives. He lives in them. And because Christ is in them, they have life in his name, and they have joy in that. And these people, some of them were prostitutes and lepers, and some of them were tax collectors, and some of them were religious zealots, and some were political adversaries of Rome. But Jesus took them in. They were baptized and became new people. Christ became their Lord. Not Caesar, Christ. And they became had a new life. But their life was around, well, St. Peter's congregation was, like St. Paul would write to Galatians or Philippians. St. Peter's writing to a bunch of people in Asia Minor, a bunch of churches. And they were in really hostile territory. There are many other gods other than the Lord Jesus Christ. They're false gods, but they worship these gods, or the strength of the Roman Empire, or whatever it was. And these people were in a situation where they start forgetting who they were. They start getting bogged down by people criticizing them. Or maybe we're following the wrong Lord. We don't get the benefits of these people that follow the Caesar. And they were being used by people for their own power. And yet these people said no to that way of life. It took courage, just like it took courage for Austin and Daniel to come up here today and share in front of all you, because they love the Lord, and their parents love the Lord. You are reminded that you are holy and are gold in God's eyes. That's what these followers of Jesus had to be remembered. They were part of a new age. A new creation was happening. That's why we celebrate these 50 days of Easter, this new age of Easter, that the kingdom of God was breaking in through them, through disciples of Jesus Christ, into the world, a way of love and kindness. And people would say, that the pagans would say, maybe these Christians have something. Look how they love one another. My goodness, there's something here. The Lord Jesus Christ. But even more than that, as they followed Jesus, they became outcasts, even from their own families at times. But in Jesus, in the community of faith, they found a place to belong. They found a place where people knew their name and loved them, where they could be strengthened to forgive even their enemies, because there were people here worshiping with them and praying for them. A place of nurture, a place of welcome. And these home, really, it's homeless, these people that were rejected by the society, found a new home in God. They were called the household of God, or the okos theos, the household of God, where they were welcomed, and all were welcomed. You know, it was interesting. Pope Leo preaching to newly ordained priests, and he said, "You are not to be a filter." You know, so many Christians are filters. Oh, you got to believe this or believe that, or you're going to hell. No, he said, you're not to be a filter. You're to be a channel. a channel of God's love, that all are welcome. All are welcome. What I love about Don, when my son Mark got married, Eileen, you were here, right, for his wedding? Eileen was here. Who else was here? I don't know, Marilyn was here or not. But it was different because we had Chinese people here because Mark's wife is Chinese. And his mother-in-law has purple hair. You know, that was different. We didn't see that. And one of the bridesmaids was a guy. That was different. But what did Don play? All are welcome. All are welcome. People want to hear that. They want to see the genuine Christianity. They want to see people that say, in Jesus' name, you are loved. Follow the way of Jesus Christ. Know a happiness, know a joy that nothing and no one else in this world can give you. That's what people are looking for. That's what people need. A people set aside in order that you may proclaim the mighty deeds of Christ, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, do you ever remember Peanuts cartoons with Lucy and Linus and, you know, we used to have things called newspapers, and there's a funny section. I used to look for the Sunday paper. I love the Sunday paper. There's a funny section. And there's one where Peanuts, where Linus was talking to Lucy, and he was saying, you know, Lucy, in this morning in Sunday school, we were singing Jesus Loves Me, when all of a sudden it hit me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Little old me. How about that? Well, guess what? Jesus loves you. Little old you. How about that? How about that? And you are to take this word and share it with others, because not everybody buys into that reality. Or they get a sense of Christianity that has been TV'd and politicized into something, twisted into something ugly. No, no, no. We are to know, and you are to remember, as David read so well, that you are a chosen race. It'd be good to memorize this scripture. Chosen race, a royal priesthood. You know God, and God knows you. A holy nation, God's own people, to know who you are and whose you are. You belong to God. In order that we got a mission, that you proclaim the mighty deeds of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. How about that? And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.